Début du dialogue 5.
Would the president of the U.S. be better equipped to do his job if he had business experience? The question's often been asked during this presidential election year. Peter Williams, a political commentator, has joined me today. Peter, why was this question raised in the first place?
Simply because the Republican Mitt Romney declared that his considerable business experience meant that he was best placed to be U.S. president.
The recovery in the U.S. seems to be stronger and the unemployment rate is falling, but millions of Americans are still struggling to make ends meet. The economy will therefore remain at the front of voters' minds, and business experience may well seem relevant. First then, what business experience does Mitt Romney have?
After obtaining an MBA at Harvard, Mitt Romney joined the Boston Consulting Group and later moved to another company where he was asked to set up the private equity arm Bain Capital. Within 15 years, Mitt Romney had made this the most successful firm in the venture capital and leveraged buyout business.
What first-hand accounts do we have from people who knew Mitt Romney during this period?
People who work with him say he's got the ability to focus single-mindedly on the job in hand and make tough decisions. He's described as a diligent and disciplined worker and as an aggressive, competent manager. Comments from other sources are less favourable. Bain Capital was run by Mitt Romney for several years, and during those years it took over several companies. When these companies were restructured, hundreds of people working for them lost their jobs, and these people depict Mitt Romney as a greedy capitalist.
After working at Bain Capital, Mitt Romney went to sort out problems in the state of Utah.
Yes, Utah was preparing for the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Olympics, but hadn't succeeded in raising enough money. The organization was in the middle of a budget crisis, and the Republican governor of Utah appointed Mitt Romney, CEO of the Salt Lake Organizing Committee. Mitt Romney is accredited with having rescued the operation.
How did Mitt Romney succeed there?
He ruthlessly eliminated costs and cut the budget. He also convinced corporations and private people to provide financial support. But critics accuse him of having dramatized the situation in order to portray himself as the man who saved the Olympics. One of the official badges featured Mitt Romney as Superman.
After that, Mitt Romney was elected governor of Massachusetts. Here again, he claims he was successful in turning around an organization that was in a difficult financial situation. When he became governor in 2003, the state budget was $3 billion in the red, but 2 years later, the state budget was back in the black. Another good mark?
Yes, but he was legally obliged to balance the books. Mitt Romney was also responsible for the adoption of the health reform law in Massachusetts. Some Republicans criticize him for not considering the ideological implications of this law, which became a model for President Obama's federal health care law. Some Republicans also criticize Mitt Romney for not carrying out radical changes. He didn't cut the tax rate, and they say this measure would have enabled Massachusetts to compete with other states for skilled manufacturing jobs.
So does Mitt Romney's business experience mean he's the man who is best equipped to deal with the economic problems of the U.S. today?
Herbert Hoover, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush were all presidents with business backgrounds, but their presidencies were not economic successes. George W. Bush, who got his MBA from Harvard like Mitt Romney, presided over the worst financial crisis since the 1930s.
This means, then, that there's a big difference between the behavior that's appropriate for a CEO and the behavior that's required of the president of the U.S.?
Yes, when you're a CEO, you have real unilateral power. Even if some managers disagree with you, you're the one who makes the decisions, and you don't need to get them on your side. As president, however, you have to convince Congress and the people to work with you. You have to be able to cut a deal with people from different parts of the country and different points of view.
Fin du dialogue 5.